What an amazing story there by Solomon Choi. And, you know, it's amazing how when you're going through difficult times, how God can take a difficult situation and turn it into something great. And the one thing that I realized that he was saying was the importance of remembering, the importance of remembering. And so today I have the privilege of closing out our sermon series called Anxious for Nothing. You know, it's been a trying time for all of us, and we've learned a lot about ourselves over these last 3 months. You know, in the beginning, when we were coming up with the sermon, it was obvious that we didn't really know where we were headed, but the beauty of it is God was always one step ahead of us. And so when COVID came, nobody saw that coming. And, you know, that caused a lot of things that we were preaching about to manifest. Some things like fear, anger, anxiety, worry, all those things began to bubble up in us. But, you know, the beauty of it is this, is that as you look back over the last 3 months, the one thing that we have to do is we can't forget the Lord our God and what he's done. I want to stress the importance of remembrance today. So let's pray. We're going to get in the word. We're going to dig around in our Bible. We're going to find some promises. But most of all, I pray that you come away today encouraged. So Father, in Jesus' name, in these brief moments today, I ask that you'd anoint this word. I pray, God, that it would do something in the hearts and the minds of people. In Jesus' name, amen. Today, if you have a Bible, you can turn to Psalm 77, 11. It's an amazing scripture verse. It says this, I will remember your great deeds, Lord. I will recall the wonders you did in the past. One thing that it is that remembering his great deeds and remembering what he did in the past. Sometimes this quote says this. It says, sometimes you'll never know the value of a moment until it becomes a memory. You'll never understand the value of a moment until it becomes a memory. And so right now we have a lot of memorable moments. I remember when COVID first hit, fear ran through the entire city, tri-state region, the nation, and the world. We didn't know what was going on because we were fighting an invisible enemy. But you know what? Once we got the facts, then we could move in faith. Then we could begin to move in faith. Then the fear began to subside a little bit because we knew it was important to wash our hands, to sanitize. It was important, you know, to cover our faces. It was important to social distances. Things began to ease a little bit. But the battle wasn't over because some things that we had to learn about ourselves during this time. You know, my first point is this, is remember. Remember what the Lord your God has done. It says this in Hebrews 13:8. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. When COVID hit, a lot of us lost our jobs. And, you know, a lot of us were furloughed. And we didn't know how we were going to make it. But you know what? God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If God can do it way back when, he can do it right now. And we're seeing and hearing miracles, how God is providing, how God is making a way out of no way. And so I want to encourage us, don't forget the Lord your God and what he's done. Remember how faithful he's been. As you've been generous, as you've tithed, as you've offered, as you've been true to the word of God, remember the blessing of the Lord, how it's sustained your house, how it's taken care of your family, how it's done some great things. Remember what God has done to provide for you and your household and you and individually. Also, it kept us safe from COVID. You know, God is a merciful God. We quoted Psalms 91 the whole time. Everybody was, Lord, remember that no plague shall come near our dwelling. And we stood on that promise as individuals for our families and for our church. And so we have to remember that God is still on the throne and God is faithful. And most of all, God is a protector and God is a healer. You know, I remember that, just quoting that scripture, walking and pacing over my home and thinking about, man, you know, God, don't let any infirmity, let any sickness come near my dwelling. Lord, please protect us. Let those angels take charge. Let us always remember that we have served a God that neither slumbers nor sleeps. Another thing that we got to remember is this, is that he kept you sane during isolation. You know, lonely is a bad place to be. Isolated is a bad place to be. But the beauty of it is that by his Holy Spirit, he was there in that apartment. He was there in that home with you. He was loving on you, encouraging you, whispering sweet words to you during those isolated and quiet times. And God was so patient and merciful with us is that he created an opportunity for us to gather over a prayer call just to stay connected as a community. And, you know, that prayer did something in us. You know, this may sound a little redundant, but one of the things that God wanted us to do is he wanted us to know him. One of the things about remembering is knowing God in an intimate way. when he shows up on your behalf, when nobody else can, when he comes in and he answers a prayer that you prayed, that I prayed quietly on the side of our bed or pacing our apartments or walking around in our homes, God showed up. The Bible says this in Psalm 17:3, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. You know, the beauty of it is that we serve the one true living God. See, our God answers. And he didn't just answer anyway. He answers specifically. So when your back's against the wall, when you were dealing with this situation during the COVID-19 pandemic, when things were shaking and quaking, God showed up and showed out in your life in such a way where you knew without a shadow of a doubt, it was God. It was God. You know, the next thing is, and my second point is this, is that we have to keep remembering. And I know that seems a little redundant. How can I just remember, but then I have to keep remembering? Because we have to train our minds and train ourselves that if God took care of it during COVID, that he's going to take care of it even during the pandemic season. And so the reason I want to bring that up is because as soon as we thought that it looked like we were on the back end of everything, and it looked like we had COVID kind of wrestled down and figured out just a little bit, and things begin to open up, all of a sudden, here came the issues of justice with Breonna Taylor, with Ahmaud Arbery, and also with George Floyd. And it did something in our society. We began to unearth some things. And so, man, we had to remember, man, if God could protect and take care of me during this time, then he's surely going to come in and intervene during this time of injustice and bigotry and racism and prejudices that are rampant through our nation right now. The Bible says this in Psalms 9, verse 1. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart, and I will recount all of your wonderful deeds. You know, I referenced those things because it was very difficult and very trying for us as people. You know, God began to deal with our hearts. And, you know, we were emotionally and physically tired. And all of a sudden, something like this hits us. But we have to remember that God is sovereign and that God is still on the throne. And we had to pull back as people, and we had to do some soul searching. We had to do some heart searching. And it says this in Psalms 139, 29 through 24, says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me now, know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting life. You know, this injustice, this bigotry, this racism, all these things, these prejudices, has caused us to really dig deep down inside of our heart and see what's really going on. There's things that may have been unearthed during this time that you didn't even know were there. Things the way you thought, the way you were brought up, things that may have happened to you when you were younger. All of a sudden, things start coming up. And there are some things that we don't need to remember, but there's also some things we do need to remember. We need to remember that God is with us and God is for us and he's not against us. You know, during this time, and our friendships were tested. How many of you know that there were some difficult conversations right now behind the scenes where you had to get raw and real and get 100 is what we say with some of the people. And those conversations hurt. They were painful. And there was a lot of repentance and a lot of forgiveness. But the beauty of it is that when we confess our faults to one another, just like the Bible says in James 5, verse 16 through 18, God promises to bring healing. And I thank God that during this time, we can remember that God is healing and has healed friendships. You know, another thing that was tested was our theological teaching. A lot of us had to all of a sudden pull back and realize, man, some of the things that we thought were true and some of the things that we thought we were preaching was off a little bit, because God is a God of justice. It says it in Isaiah 1:17 that God wants to help those with deeds and also deal with the justices and the unjust things in the earth. And, you know, it was difficult having to read through scripture and understanding, man, you know, God is a just God, but he's not just when it comes to sin. He's just when it comes to people that have been treated wrong for generations past. And so we have to remember right now, and we have to keep remembering that God is for us and not against us. My third thing is this, is that give God the glory. Give God the glory because, you know, we are on the back end of a lot of things. I really feel that in this season, God is starting to mold us and shape us in a brand new way. And it is time to start giving God glory, because some of us are now bouncing back. As things are starting to open up again, all of a sudden we're bouncing back. We're starting to bounce back in the way that we pray. You know, we started off with just 2 times a week, and then we went to 5 times a week, and now it's 7 times a week. So I want to give God the glory for causing us to pray more, to go to the Lord more, not to be dependent on self, but to be dependent on God. I want to thank God for us fasting more as a church and individual. I don't know about you, but I fasted more than I've ever fasted during this time, because we needed breakthrough. In these last 3 couple of weeks, as we've come together as a church to fast through Isaiah 58, God has done some miraculous things. God has birthed some things, even during this difficult time. And I refer to our time with Clay Academy. And I thank God that during this time, as pressure has come, as things have come, God has birthed something great out of our church through 3 people that are going to go do some great things in the South Bronx. You know, I've heard it said this, that change isn't change until we change. And God is doing something. And I thank God that He's changing some things right now in you. He's changing some things in me. He's changing some things in our church. He's changing some things in our city and our nation and around the world. The Bible says this in Psalms 34:1, I will bless the Lord at all times, and His praise shall continually be in my mouth. So right now, as a church and as individuals, we got to continue to give God praise for some things that He's doing deep inside of our soul, and also what He's doing in our church. You know, my last verse is this in Psalms 115:1. It says this, we do not deserve praise. The Lord alone deserves all the praise because of His love and His faithfulness. Those 2 words are mixed together, His love and His faithfulness. You know, God is faithful. Even when we're faithless, He's faithful. He comes through. He shows up on our behalf. Even when we don't want to do right, He steps in to do right on our behalf. And you know, one thing that I love the most, as I want to give God the glory, is that He's made our relationships so much tighter. I mean, right now, you have friends that are sticking closer to you than a brother or a sister. You got friends right now that are willing to go to the depths of hell and back up to help you get through your trying times. I know through our connect groups, I've seen and heard people crying out to God for each other, seeing miracles, signs, and wonders as people had to fight the good fight of faith. And we give God the glory for that as relationships have gotten tighter. And the last thing I want to say is this, is that at the end of it all, when we're remembering God, we have to continue to follow His ways. You know, God has developed some things inside of us, and it's easy when things start getting good, when things start getting better, to kind of start slipping back into our old ways, into our old patterns. But we have to do this. Deuteronomy 28:2 says this, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if, and the key word is if you obey the voice of the Lord your God. If you obey the voice of the Lord your God. And it's beautiful, because as we obey God in prayer, as we obey God in being generous, as we obey God in loving Him and loving our neighbor, it can't but produce something good. So remember during this time what God has done for you. Remember how God has shown up on your behalf when nobody else could. Remember how God has brought you out of darkness and brought you into His marvelous light. And I know we may not all be all the way there, but what I do know is that we're headed in the right direction as individuals and as a church. And so I want to pray for us today. I want us to remember, as we close in prayer, all the blessings that God has taken care of you with during this season. As you go back and you remember when you first found out about COVID-19, and how it just began to shake you to the core, and the anxiety and the fear and even the anger began to bubble up. You know what? Remember how God just spoke into that storm and He said, peace be still. Peace be still. Remember when all of a sudden the bigotry and the racism, and you watched that video and it just did something down in your soul and you said, enough's enough, man. It's time for me. Just get into the game and stop being in the sidelines and begin to speak up and step out begin to march with my brothers and sisters and to stand with my brothers and sisters that are going through difficult times. Remember how God has challenged you during this season, not to be quiet, but to speak up. Remember what he's doing with you and I. And so as we pray right now, my prayer is that you begin to meditate on his faithfulness, because we serve a faithful God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for all the good you've done and all the good you continue to do in our lives. Jesus, you said in John 15:5, apart from you, we can do nothing. But you did say in Philippians 4:13, with you, we can do all things. And Lord, I thank you that you truly are Emmanuel. You are God that is with us. And Jesus, that you're still sitting on that throne in power, ruling the universe well. And as you look down, I pray that you would look down on us as individuals, and you look down on us as a church, and you would find faith. You would find faith. Lord, I pray as long as we have breath in our lungs and faith in our heart, we have a chance to be great on your behalf. And so, Lord, today I pray that, God, you would strengthen us, that your faith would shine upon us, and that, Lord, we would continue to move forward in you. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, as we close today, I'm going back to the story that you heard with Solomon. You know, Solomon Choi, the beauty of it was this, is that he saw the cup half full. He didn't see it half empty. He saw it half full. And I believe during this time that many of us are not just going to make it, but we're going to thrive. And I want to exhort us during this season to dream big, to step out, as God is speaking to you some things, to remember what he spoke to you during COVID, remember what he spoke to you during the times of injustices and marching, remember the times and the things that God has spoken to encourage you to do things that seem impossible. You know, great things are birthed during adversity. And that's my prayer for us today, is that we would move forward no matter what. And as the city is opening, things are opening, I pray too that your faith would be open to what God wants to do with you, for you, and through you. Be sure to join us next week. We have a great guest speaker that'll be bringing a powerful message. Can I pray for you? Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you so much for those that are out there behind the screen. I ask in Jesus' name that you would bless them, and may your face shine upon them and keep them. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a blessed week.